This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, listeners, it's your favorite Clue Crew.
We hope. We hope we're your favorite. God.
Please let us be your favorite.
Clue Crew.
If there is,
I will.
Does Scooby-Doo and those guys call themselves Clue Crew? Because if they do.
I will go to his wife's house.
Mrs. Do? You're going to go to Mrs. Do's house?
Mrs. Crew. I will make a scene.
But we have a special announcement for you.
It's a gift.
Are you sitting down? Stand up.
If you're standing up, sit down.
Now brush your teeth. Now kill the president. Manchurian candidate.
If you love references like that, here's what you're going to want to do. You're going to want to subscribe.
Wait. Let's do a drum roll. Drum roll.
To our Patreon.
Fireworks.
Excitement. Launching this January 2019. We're going to release a Patreon. It's going to be very similar to what you hear now on Hey Riddle Riddle, but something new. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be doing game shows. We're going to be doing road trip games. We're going to be having exclusive live content. We're going to do live streaming. We have all kinds of incredible stuff planned for you all. We're going to be releasing, I believe, every week something new.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be tons of content, special one-off events, and more of everything you love. So if you're into the hashtag JP So Horny, or the hashtag keeping it real, or the hashtag,
adolescents.
It's all going to be included. It'll all be on the Patreon. And the best part about the Patreon, anybody can get it. Anybody can get full access for just $5 bucks.
Hold on. I thought we said that only certain people would be allowed.
Oh, yes. You can only get it if, like, you cool. You smoke a cigarette. You put it behind your ear. You punch a nerd. You can get it.
So go to Patreon. Look for our Patreon. If you find it, That means you're cool. If you don't, I'm so sorry. You can't subscribe.
Yeah, so just go to patreon.com/doughboys. Give us $5.
And our Patreon is only going to be $5. So for $5, you unlock all the content every month. Again, it's going to be something pretty special. Yeah,
some of our content is we're just going to mic me up, and you're going to hear me go into a store, try to make a return, and then lose my nerve.
Some of the content will be JPC mic'd up going to a cemetery. He's going to find someone he thinks might have hated him and then dab on their grave, and you will get to hear that.
You're going to hear the wind whip out past my arms as I dab. And we're going to do some special content for Adel as well. We are going to mic him up in his apartment and listen to 8.5 hours of silence.
If you want to donate more, you can donate more than $5, but $5 gets you everything, so please check that out. We're incredibly excited to show you all what we have in store, so please check it out. It might make a good holiday gift. Otherwise,
even though it's only coming out in January, so when you give some of their
Valentine's Day gift.
Yeah,
well, but we want them in January.
Or for Arbor Day gift.
It's a President's Day gift.
So please check out our Patreon.
This is a sleepy, scary month, so you're gonna want to be irritated by us on another commute.
Really bundle up.
So join our Clue Crew. Check out our Patreon. Thank you so much.
We love you. Thank you.
We love you.
And now, an episode of Hey Riddle Riddle with your favorites, Apple to Dry, Karen Beef, and Stay Peachy's.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Hey, little.
Riddle, riddle.
It's Hey Riddle, Riddle. I'm Adel Rafai.
I'm JPC.
and I'm drunk.
Oh, we're all drunk, except me, who is sober for 6 years. we are all having a great time because it's our end of year wrap up episode.
They're going to play a little jingle.
Yeah,
there'll be a little jingle that goes there so we can talk and nobody can hear us. And back to us live. And of course, when we say end of the year wrap up, you probably already wrapped up some gifts because this is post-Christmas.
You probably unwrapped some gifts because this is post-Christmas.
What did I say?
You said wrapped up some gifts.
Can I talk to over here?
Yeah, right over here.
Hey. Or you returned all the things.
Right over here.
Sorry, you were having a side
big bottle. Empty pair. Splunch.
What were your... Wait, what was that sound?
Splunch.
Splunch.
Yeah,
it's so a that's a combination of what, two words?
No, it's when you fall into a big pile of lunch.
Oh, like it's a splash
splashy,
in lunch.
Splashy,
it's a splash in the lunch.
Splashy, splashy, water, water. So we're going to do...
Adel, yeah, what was your favorite gift that you received this year?
My favorite gift was, I cannot believe that somebody got me a mandolin.
Nice.
And when I say mandolin, I mean the kitchen machine that plays country music.
Oh, yeah. No one knows what that means.
No one knows what it's like.
For sure. To be
the bad guy. Behind blue eyes. Aaron, what was your favorite gift for
probably,
Hanukkah?
The gift to be simple, the gift to be free.
Aaron has morphed into the teacher from Charlie Brown.
No, I liked that someone agreed to kill JPC for free.
That's
usually a high
it's a good
cost.
Price. Yeah.
How much does it cost to kill someone? I'm asking because I want to kill someone.
Do you want it done right?
No, I want it like, okay. I want. What's the minimum amount of money?
$8,000.
$8,000?
$8,000. Yeah.
I would say dark web, $1,000.
Do you think you could get someone killed for $1,000?
If you're going to, like, pushing someone in front of a train or something, $1,000, easy. If you want, like, someone shot or poisoned, you're talking $8,000 to $50,000.
$8,000 to $50,000?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, if I could make $50,000 poisoning people, I would be poisoning people today. I'd be poisoning you too.
Did either of you ever watch Killing Eve?
No.
Mm-mm.
I want someone.
Are you trying to say Christmas Eve?
Yeah, I'm trying to say Christmas Eve, and I'm just confused.
Yeah. Yeah, and Aaron, you're being gaslit, right?
Yeah. I just want someone. I don't know.
What's Killing Eve?
It's a show.
Sandra Oh, right?
Yeah, Sandra Oh. And this, I don't know who she is, but she's a young actress, and she's brilliant. And it's like a game of cat and mouse. Of this woman who's trying to
Tom and Jerry?
catch this assassin. And it's very good.
The game of moose and squirrel.
But she's very good at killing people. And I just wonder how expensive she is.
Interesting. I think if you're very good at it, I think you could get some, like, you know, some little dock worker to go and whack somebody for $800. But,
but
I'd
have to go to the past first.
You'd have to go on the waterfront. And by that, I mean go to the era that Ilya Kazan's movie was made.
But if you're like a professional assassin, I think you probably make good money. Have you ever seen the movie Gross Point Blanc with John Cusack?
With Matt LeBlanc and the Pointer Sisters.
And Dan Aykroyd.
Terry Gross, the Pointer Sisters, and Matt LeBlanc.
Oh, brother.
It's a shit show.
It's very bad.
We got to make that poster.
What was my favorite gift? Yes, wonderful that I was asked. Good to be considered a friend.
I forgot what we were even talking about.
My favorite gift that I received this year is I got like a Google Home, like a whatever that I can say. Like Google, turn my lights on.
Smart house?
It's a hub. Yeah, Google Hub. But I got like smart lights linked to it, and I got one of the ones that changes colors. So I can say like, Google, put on a light for me to fuck too.
That's inappropriate.
Okay, I can say, Google, put on a light for me to that shows greed.
Too late, calling the cops.
No. Google,
you said music to fuck too.
Disengage my fuck light. but I can. Oh, I can.
No.
That's the song of 2019.
No.
Disengage
stop.
My fuck
Dead
light.
Dead stop. That's the new Daft Punk single. Disengage my fuck light.
Disengage my fuck light. But yeah, it's really cool. It can like change colors, and you can like set presets. So you can say like Google, make it stormy in here.
Is it necessary to say set presets, or can you just say you can preset?
You can preset.
You have to use such a flirty voice with Google. Google.
I accidentally they were like, do your voice test, and I was like, hey Google.
Oh, that reminds me. Earlier in the year, we're gonna play some of our favorite moments, or maybe some moments that were cut. It's gonna be a lot of stuff that was cut for air. Remember?
No. It's a lot of it is stuff you already heard.
Remember earlier in the year, this never made it onto the show, but remember when we had that scene, speaking of, where Aaron, you were Google Home, mm-hmm. and JPC, you were taking Google Home out on a date?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that. Oh my God, what was that? That was in like late August, I believe,
of '94. That's how long we've been recording this show.
That scene. Can we have a sound effect like a bloop 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 bloop?
Oh yeah.
Well, now it's that.
I'm sure we'll have some bloop bloop bloops when we go back to our previous clips.
Right, and ready. Well, this is my place.
Oh, really? Just here in the middle of this block?
Yeah. Thank you for walking me Google Home.
Oh, I'd love to see you again.
Google Kiss?
I'm sorry? Oh, yeah. I'll Google Kiss.
Googling Kiss.
Oh, no, it's easy. Just all you have
How to Kiss on YouTube.
No, okay.
Kiss,
hey,
the band.
I know how to do Kiss, the band.
Kiss. Kissing. Kissing is fun and wet.
Okay, Google. Maybe we could try to do a kiss.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really looking for anything serious.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, I guess we're still early, but I was kind of, I guess, maybe hoping that this could turn into something serious or...
Googling
Siri
something.
On.
No,
Siri
not
on.
Siri on.
No,
Siri is
Siri.
Here.
Google, don't
Google
turn...
Google and Siri together.
Why so Siri us? Heath Ledger died.
Siri is my friend. She's going through a hard time. Do you have anyone we could set her up with?
I'm looking for someone. I will describe who I am looking for. 6'11", 150 pounds.
That's so
Slender
tall.
Man. Slender man. Slender man.
That's so tall for those proportions.
I want to fuck him, Slender man. I want to fuck him, Slender man.
Look, yeah, I don't really know anyone that looks like that, and I don't think that that's, you know, that's actually kind of a dangerous thing for you to want to get involved with, Siri.
Okay, Google, no more judging.
No, I'm not judging. Look,
put down the gavel.
Okay, you know what, Google, Siri, I don't think I'm into this anymore. I think maybe good night and good luck to
Googling.
Both.
Googling, good night and good luck.
No.
David Strathairn
and George Clooney, a movie.
Black and white, cigarettes, and
a pretentious movie.
I think it won an Oscar.
Google Kiss.
Same.
Wow. Yeah,
we'll probably never air that one.
No, I mean, we obviously had to cut that because of what happened with Google.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
God, it's hot. It's August and it's so hot.
Wow, we sounded like babies.
Mm-hmm. I was blonde then.
Oh, yeah. I remember your blonde face.
Remember when I was blonde?
Yeah, remember when you came in to record once blonde and we paused and we would not talk or record with you until you went and dyed your hair in the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I was blonde in high school and it did not look good. People did not care for
you
it.
You died blonde, right?
Died blonde.
I'd love to see that photo.
And you were buried blonde?
Yeah. You know what? We'll post it on the Instagram.
Do you really have photos of you with blonde hair?
Yeah. I was blonde. I was Joanna and Sweeney Todd. So I was blonde.
Adel, did you do high school theater?
I was Joanne in Fabrics.
I liked that so much.
That sucks. That sucks.
That is the funniest thing.
I was going to say we could all post photos of ourselves in high school.
I was in Bye Bye Birdie. I was Mr. McAfee. I was in Robin Hood the musical. I was Robin. That's about it.
I was in Peter Pan. I was Captain in a Hook.
Oh, of course you were. Did you have a handlebar mustache?
Yeah. No, I think I had a drawn on like pencil thin mustache.
If you haven't Google imaged JPC yet, he looks like Captain Hook.
Did you have a bunch of moments where backstage you would take the hook and mime jerking off because that was funny?
No, but I did take my good hand and jerked off a mime.
Oh, no.
All been trained in the subtle art of no butt improv. So if you haven't picked up on it, it is our end of the year episode, and all of 2018 riddles, we've all thrown them in the trash. The riddles are gone. We don't have any fresh riddles. So what we are doing is we are going to do an entire episode where we look back at some of our favorite riddles that we did this year.
They were maybe lost to the vault.
Oh, yeah. So we have
to the Disney vault specifically. That thing is ruthless.
We actually put a bunch of episodes in the Disney vault, and then we were like, hey, I think we shared a vault with you and Disney, and the guy was just like stone-faced and he kept pushing us out.
What's in the Disney vault? We're talking Cox in the Mound. We're talking...
Mm-hmm. Is that a Disney movie? Sure. But so we are going to be throwing back to some of our favorite riddles. A lot of them are riddles that people have written in saying that they really wanted us to put into this clip show. So thank you if you've sent in emails. If you haven't sent in emails, don't worry. What I just said was fake. that's kind of the year-end wrap-up for us. Adel, I know we've come such a long way. This podcast has been going on since what? August? The end of August?
KJ, can you play some really nostalgic music under this? Thank you.
And I'll just sing The Freshman by The Verb. Adel, what was one of your favorite riddles that we did this year on the show?
Oh, let's go to one of the warm-up riddles that we had to cut, because something went a little bit wrong.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Look, Aaron swam to the surface.
God, Aaron, you can breathe underwater.
Ready to go back in time for that clip?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
She can hold her breath so well.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Okay, here's a warm-up riddle. I can be long or short. I can be grown or bought. I can be painted or left bare. What am I?
A butt.
I was going to say a peanips.
Oh,
what is a peanips?
Best friends.
Butts and peanips. Butts and peanips.
Beep, 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 boop, 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 boop. Keep going.
Get your butts.
Keep going. Beep, 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 beep. I actually thought that they were called peanips for like 28 years.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
Buy us some peanips.
Hair.
Butt hair. Penis hair.
Not far off.
Oh, taint.
I can
face.
What's not far from the butt and the penis?
I can be long or short. I can be grown or bought. I can be painted or left bare.
Oh, Warhammer 40K minis.
No, it's left bare. Remember when Katy Perry had those two bears on either side of her? And there was left bare?
Oh, yeah, left bare. Oh, that's a joke from this year. A wall. To paint.
So you think a wall can be long or short?
Yeah, short.
I can be long or short. I can be grown or bought. I can be painted or left bare. What am I?
Weed.
Flower.
It's weed.
Cigarette weed?
You're busted. You're fucking busted. I'm an undercover cop. This is my partner. Her name is Maurice Delacroix.
I'm lazy.
Not going to take out her badge because she is lazy, but my badge should suffice for both of us. JPC, we've been watching you and posing as podcast host for 3 years now.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, guess what, motherfucker? I'm DEA. Desks, energy, and American values.
The pregnant pause in between all three words shows that you were recalling it from memory.
Uh-huh. And I've been watching both of you. I've been monitoring you for un-American activity, use of desks, and low energy.
Sacre bleu. Was I French?
Maurice Delacroix?
Yeah,
I'd say French.
You are French. And guess what, motherfuckers? It's me.
Shouldn't Aaron get a guess what, motherfuckers?
I'm sorry.
To pattern.
And guess what, motherfuckers?
Maurice.
I had nothing.
Aaron, say you're from Interpol.
No.
Aaron. Aaron, say you're from Interpol.
Oh, I'm going to go with no. I'm from Interpol.
Do you guys want to hear this joke that someone told me the other day that I laughed so hard at? Anyway, it's a knock-knock joke. But
nothing better than secondhand jokes.
Aaron, you start.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Hold on just a minute. I have nothing to finish this. scary.
The answer is fingernails.
What?
We were doing
painting
a riddle?
Them. Gosh, we can't air this because something went wrong.
Because you said you can't air this. Now
well,
it's cut.
Fuck, we just blew that whole fun warm-up riddle.
It was perfect up until you said we can't air this.
Can we have a show meeting?
Pernitz.
Yeah.
Can we have a show meeting real quick?
Mm-hmm.
A sheeting?
Can we all do a sidebar?
Yeah, let's do a sidebar, Aaron.
Okay, I'm going to have a Moscow Mule.
I'm going to do an old-fashioned over here, some lime. Mm-hmm. Aaron, can we have a quick sidebar?
Yeah, let's have a sidebar. Okay.
Adel's dead weight.
Okay.
He's weighing us up.
I completely agree. I'm on your side. Hey, Adel, can we do a sidebar?
Yeah, of course.
JPC is dead weight, and we got to get him out of here.
Oh, I totally agree. You know, I was concerned I was dead weight.
Oh, no.
Hey, JPC, can we do a sidebar?
Absolutely.
You and I are dead weight.
Yeah, we're dead weight. We're trash, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we should.
And Aaron, can I do a sidebar with you real quick? Of course, Aaron. Aaron, you are killing it. I like your hair today. Well, thank you. You look, I don't know, there's something about you. Hey, do you want to go out sometime? Oh, my gosh. You don't. What?
And when there's only one set of footprints in the sand, that's when Aaron was carrying herself and the show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just was kissing myself. What were we talking about?
Yeah, we obviously had to lose that.
We had to lose that one because the James Brown reference at the end.
Yeah.
For a lot of reasons.
Yeah, for a lot of reasons we had to lose that James Brown reference.
My favorite riddle of the year was the one that JPC read perfectly.
Oh, yeah. There was such great enunciation.
My one take riddle.
And he just, like, you could feel every syllable.
It was like a Shakespearean. It was, yeah, it's like watching Mark Rylance do Twelfth Night.
Are you prepared? Yes.
Yes.
Why are you wearing pantaloons? Put that skull down.
What is wet, but never sipped? Perchance it grazes a woman's lips. A man would take it in his mouth.
No.
A dog would hold, but spit it out. Leather bound and full of pricks. Minnie would call this a dick. What am I and wherefore found? In the mouth of man, woman, or hound. Okay, what do you guys think?
Talking about dogs giving blowjobs?
Yeah, that's it. His dogs give a blowjob. Bloop, 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 bloop.
Wait a minute. Oh, wait. We're not done.
Bloop, 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 bloop. I'm sorry. Look, I got every line in that riddle perfect, okay? Mm-hmm. The fact that it couldn't go on the show was insane. I thought,
it couldn't go on the show, but it did go on.
I mean, it's on the best of. It's on our best of for the year.
Oh, this is the best of?
It is now because we put some of the best stuff on there. My dog blowjob riddle had everything. It had things for good for girls and boys.
It had
boys. It had dogs. It was mysterious. Oh my God. It was good. Okay, fine. You know what? Some of my best stuff you'll never hear because you got to shut me down.
We appreciate you and we love you.
And thank you for using your traditional Chicago accent for once.
You know what? You guys are so wrong if you think I'm not going to use my Chicago accent on the show. You know what? For the rest of the show, I'm using my real voice.
If I walk into a store and something falls off and I then have to pay for it, what would you say?
Get out of my store, you piece of shit.
I have to ask, what voice did you use for Captain Hook? And can you give us a little sample?
Oh, man. I think honestly, I just used like a generic pirate voice.
Well, we got to hear that.
Like what?
Boop, 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 boop.
Ah, Peter Pan, you think you're all that in a bag of chips.
Hey, JPC, get out of the bathroom. Stop running your lines in the mirror. You're on in 3 seconds.
I'm on it. Okay. Hey, boys. It's all downhill from...
JPC, we need you to get out of the elementary school. We need you to go back to the high school. You need to get on stage. You are late. Peter Pan has come to Neverland.
Peter Pan, I've been tracking you.
We need
you
to get out of
this
Chulasco. You need to put down the peanut butter.
Okay, this is not.
Is not your peanut butter. You need to go.
I'm
gonna
take
back
one more bite.
To the high school. One more bite, then back to the high school. You are an hour late for your entrance.
Okay. So it's a game of swords, is it, Peter Pan? Well, I can play a game like that.
JPC, you need to stop dueling with your penis at the urinal. You need to get back into the high school.
The penis always wins.
You're done.
The penis mightier than the sword.
I'm flying.
Bloop, 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 bloop. How do we get a clip of me in high school?
We can go back to anything. And watch this. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Right, yeah, I see there. I'm an orphan. Bloop, bloop, bloop. See, we can go back to anything.
What the fuck did I just see?
Oh, we can go back to anything. Bloop, 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 bloop.
That's a dinosaur. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
The first sighting of a dinosaur. Let's.
We promised that we would use this power to investigate some of the best riddles that we did throughout the year. Aaron, what was your favorite riddle that we did this year?
The one that I had a hard time saying because some of the words were too big, but I loved it. And I mean, you got it very quick. This riddle is called Picture the Tourists. I have a manual focus camera, said Sherman Shutterbug to his friend Sal as they sat next to each other on a tour bus. Mine is autofocus, replied Sal. It's much quicker because the camera measures the distance to whatever I'm photographing and focuses automatically. Then I think we'd better change places, said Sherman. Why?
They were both sitting next to a pretty woman that they would never be able to talk to because they're freaking camera nerds. And they had to switch places because they both pissed in their pants and they couldn't smell like their own piss because that drives women away.
They were on a double-decker bus, but they were up on the up top part and it was raining and their cameras were getting ruined.
No.
One of them had big old bug eyes and one of them had tiny little beady eyes and their cameras only work for certain types of eyes.
The camera was the mother.
She stood on a block of ice. Hey.
Pop, pop,
Sherman Shutterbug? Is that his person's name?
2 more minutes and we still qualify as getting it pretty quick.
Well, quick for us. Quick for us takes 50 to 20 minutes, 2 improv scenes, and us yelling
of,
at each other.
Speaking of quick for us, let's take a break to hear from our sponsor, Nestle Quick Chocolate Milk.
Quick, drink your chocolate milk.
What's happening in your quick and a wise?
What's happening in your quick and a wise?
I'm going to give you hints.
Okay, I would love some hints.
Did Sherman want to change places so that he could get better pictures for himself? No. Was Sherman originally sitting next to a window? Yes. Was the window open? No.
The window was tinted.
Oh, is it tinted window? Is it?
The blind was closed.
Is it nighttime?
Window was cracked.
I will tell you, this answer is deeply unsatisfying. This feels like episode one.
Is it sex with Adol? Boom! Whoa. And he dribbles to them. He dribbles and he dribbles and he dunks it.
Jokes on you, I've never fucked.
Dribbles and he dribbles and he dunks it.
I'm a dribble dribble dunk. Boy. So no, but seriously, was it sex with me?
Yes. But the answer to this riddle is Sal's camera focused by measuring the distance to the object in front of it, which would be the window of the bus. Sal's pictures of objects outside the bus would therefore be badly out of focus, but autofocus does not work when the distance is very small. Sherman wants Sal to sit close to the window so that the camera would ignore it and focus for great distance and would take good pictures. All I know is these dudes are freaking nerds, and I wouldn't talk to them if you gave me $1 million because they're freaking nerds.
Okay, Aaron, let's see a scene where Adol and I are two freaking nerds on the bus.
We've each paid you $500,000, thereby completing your transaction.
And now you are forced to talk to us.
Excuse me. Hello.
Hello.
You have the skin of a woman, and we have... no, I did it again.
It's okay, Sherman.
I did it again.
No,
Eugene, I did
you're
it.
Really confident that I'm not wearing a skin coat.
I'd wear a skin coat if you wanted me to. Not like a condom.
Did you know that my family's coat of arms is a broadsword covered in eagles? I'm a 14th generation Scottish.
What do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm a serial killer. That's why I said the thing about the skin coats. I kill people.
Well, you wound me, m'lady.
Ask me what my favorite way to kill is.
What's your favorite
way? A stab. We're having fun.
I'm sorry, I ate a peanut and I have a peanut allergy.
You have a what allergy?
I have a peanut allergy.
A what allergy?
Peanut allergy.
A what allergy?
I have a peanut allergy.
A pea sniff allergy?
Well, you shouldn't have this Peter Pan I have in my bag.
Oh,
you
know.
Have the High School Musical Peter Pan in your bag?
It's a high school musical.
Can we see it?
I got a crow.
Not that damn crocodile. Oh, wow. That was beautiful.
In my bag.
I am a lost boy. Yo, everybody knows my name. I'm a lost boy. Getting lost is my game. I'm the one who goes, Rufio.
Lost boy roll call.
Who's on the roll call?
Well, my name is Mikey, and I'm here to say I am a lost boy almost every day.
Well, we're the twins. We're Franz and Spitz. We're lost boys, and we're the shit.
I'm Tinkerbell, and I'm super green. My butt makes magic powder, it seems. I'll see you later. I need attention. That's what I do. I need attention.
Well, I'm TikTok. I'm a crocodile. Clocking in my belly for a little while.
Well, my name's Shaq. I'm the lost boy in basketball. If you see me on the court, you better go along.
My name is Sweetness, number 34. Chicago Bears going to war.
Wendy, darling, I like playing basketball. I got two little brothers, but I like playing basketball.
Same.
Yeah, we obviously had to cut most of that out because...
And it went for another 11 minutes. Yeah,
it went for quite a deal longer. We went through a lot of the most famous of the Lost Boys, but there was several copyright infringement that we hit. We hit a bunch of inflammatory characterizations of celebrities.
How good was my Tinkerbell rhyme, though, huh? Oh,
pretty bad.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, I blacked out.
Let's go ahead and take a quick break. And try and gather some more of our favorite unheard moments from the year. We'll be right back with more Hey Riddle Riddle Year in Review.
One, two, three, four, Hey Riddle Riddle.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. you know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claritin, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
And thrusters go. Engine 3, go. All right, we have liftoff. Oh, Aaron and JPC, I just sent a bunch of our money into space.
Oh, yeah! Wait, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as how we're wasting it right now, right? There's all those unused subscriptions that we have that are just sort of...
Boy.
Oh, Adel.
Aaron, you want to drop some knowledge on this fool, or should
I would love to, JPC. Adel, you sort of had the right idea, but we use the Rocket Money app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's also my most used app on my phone by far.
Ding, 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 ding. Most used app, Adel, okay? And it doesn't just... Look, I know what you had good intentions. You put a bunch of money in a rocket and sent it up to space. Great intentions. But that's not what Rocket Money does. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps.
Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they help create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wowie zowie, I just looked it up. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it?
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Adel.
Oh. Well, can I tell you a little secret? I was lying. I didn't send money into space. That would be stupid. I sent a bunch of my books into space to help aliens get smarter.
That's where we keep our money.
Yeah, I knew you were never going to read all those books, so I hollowed them out and filled them with money.
Oh, no. Well, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
We don't need money. We have friendship.
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 We have friendship.
We have friendship.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Adel, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website, powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing Penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools, so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play Penguin Baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play Penguin Baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Huh.
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 Oh. Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here. They're coming here. They're
running.
And we're back.
So just remember, if you heard that last ad, go to buysnakes.com. You can send snakes to anywhere in the world for $1 a snake.
Whoop, 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 whoop. That was one of our cut ads because business went over. So
buysnakes.com was a fraud business. It turns out the snakes that they were sending were... conflict snakes.
And I invested $50,000 of my parents' money in that company.
Yeah, so I put $40,000 of my own dad's money into that business.
And Adel,
do you have one? Maybe
did you put money
did
in
you put any money in
to the business?
To buysnakes.com.
I accidentally invested in buysnacks.com.
Oh, and now you're rich. Oh, I love snacks. What are some of your favorite snacks?
Oh, I like kettle corn a lot. Oh. I like puppy chow, but I think it's like a regional term, maybe.
No, yeah, it's
some call them like muddy buddies or something.
Yeah,
puppy chow is what.
I'm sorry, what part of the country calls it muddy buddies?
I've heard people call it that.
The ass of the country.
make sure those states aren't states anymore?
Yeah, if you call it Muddy Buddies, you can't vote.
You hear that, Louisiana?
Oh, no.
Go fuck yourself.
No.
I'm comfortable taking that stand. Louisiana can go fuck itself.
No.
If you think Louisiana doesn't call puppy chow muddy buddies, you're fucking fooling yourself.
Remember when Bobby Boucher showed up in the third quarter and the Muddy Buddies won the water bowl?
I got to hike 13 miles back to Lafayette.
I would say that, like, I'm not a big snack guy. I don't really love chips. Don't really love popcorn or anything like that. But if I have to snack, and I'm not a big fan of salty food, but if I have to snack, I like something like chocolate.
We're different.
Oh, really?
I love salty stuff.
Yeah, salty is where it's at.
I want chips. I want guacamole. I want popcorn. I want pretzels. Or I want a cold peppermint patty from the freezer.
Mm. I want an ice cold Pepsi, and I want it to be fresh.
Mm-hmm. The way you just spoke reminded me that ice cold Pepsi reminded me of some of the outtakes. Not too long ago, we did a character called Boston Baked Bane. which was a really fun play.
Yes.
Where we imagined a world in which Bane was from Boston.
And Aaron,
who played that part.
Let's just do, and we all took turns, but let's just hear a few of the outtakes that didn't make it to the episode of Boston Baked Bane.
Yeah, these were cut for time, mm-hmm. not for content.
Gotham, it's so good to see you, Gotham. How are you? I'm the mayor now, I guess. I don't know. I've never read a book. I'm Bane. How are you? I'm not from a legacy family like the Kennedys, but I'm gonna try my best for you. Gotham. What's going on? Gotham. Go Sox. Huh? Go Sox. Fuck Batman. Go Sox. And
And again, these were just several little catchphrases that were cut. were cuts. Some monologues, but a few.
Some of them were longer.
You parked the car at Harvard Yard. I was born in it.
Oh, what's wrong? Broke your back?
Victory has defeated you, Chicago Cubs.
Lobster rolls. Lobster rolls. The North End. Quincy Market. The Red Line. Charlie Cards.
What a rich vein.
Yeah, and we definitely remember all the things we said before and the additional content.
Do you all remember that riddle that I read that one time?
You'll have to be more specific.
Here we go. Here's a riddle. Two naturalists were walking in the country. They were both keen to protect the environment and to conserve nature and wildlife. One said to the other, "I was impressed by the way that you hit that bird." The second replied, "Yes, it was good, but not as good as that large bird that you hit earlier." What were they talking about?
Golf, my dear boy. You call a golf shot a bird. And if it's really good, it's an eagle. And if it's really good, it's a bird.
So are you rich?
Oh, yes. Actually, all of my uncles are golf course superintendents, so I'm freaking rich.
Do you want the answer?
Yes.
Yeah, the answer was I grew up with money.
The two men were assholes who beat up nature. One man had punched a bird, the other had later kicked a bird.
Now, hold on. I don't think so.
Sorry?
Two men can't be assholes.
Here, I'll show you the answer.
If I know anything about men, is that they can't be assholes.
Wow. The two men were assholes. One kicked a bird and one beat up a bird.
I mean, let me take a look at this.
Okay. I mean, I'll give you the thing. It's the bottom right-hand corner.
I don't know why you're both doubting me.
They were two golfers.
Wait a second. Let me see that.
Okay, let's double check our work. Obviously,
the two men were assholes.
Can I see that GPC?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's some sort of disconnect
here.
This
is like Tom Riddle's diary.
The two men were assholes. One kicked a bird. The other was a golfer. Why is that now happening? Aaron, let's take a second look.
Okay, here we go.
Get another opinion.
The two men were assholes. No, I'm kidding. They were two golfers. In golf, how do you say this? Parlance?
Parlance.
One.
Oh, I hate parlance.
JBC, we need you to get off the show, Hey Riddle Riddle. We need you to get back to the high school in the past.
One had hit a birdie, one under par, mm-hmm. and the other, an eagle, two under par.
This riddle's so easy because it's about one of my favorite things in the world, which is golf.
I want to see a scene.
Mm-hmm.
And Adel, you are JPC's son, and JPC, you're passionate about golf, and you just are. You really want your son to care about that that interest and have it be shared.
Stop embarrassing me.
It's 4:30 in the morning, Brian. There's no one else out here. There's no one to be embarrassed. It's just you and your old dad.
It's just when you wake me up in the morning by standing on my bed and saying "dab on your haters' grave, Fortnite."
Yeah,
I don't even know what those words are.
Well, Brian,
it's 2047.
Look,
everyone says crunch butts upside down.
Not your dad. Okay, your dad does things. Look around us. Look where we are. We're in nature. Your dad does things a little differently. Okay.
See?
If I hadn't left my laser pistol back in the car, that person would be toast right now because of the resource wars.
I hate that we can turn people into toast.
Yes.
I mean, I'll eat it because we need the
nutrients.
We
need to eat it because toast is the most nutritious of any food here in the future, which is the present.
Dad,
yes,
can I
Brian?
Ask you something?
Yes?
Did you ever play Captain Hook in a high school production?
Brian, that was a world to go.
Oh
no, Crunch Brian, the sickness. The sickness has taken you too. Oh no, my sweet boy. Doctor, is there a doctor on the course? It's a golf course. There's got
to
be a doctor.
What can I do to help you?
My son, he has the bwub bwubs.
Oh, crunch butt upside down.
Laser toast.
Toast. I'm delicious toast all of a sudden.
Oh, man, yeah. And I asked us to cut that specifically from the episode because I do plan on naming my son Brian, and I did not want to spoil that name.
Mm.
I guess it's out there now.
And you wanted to name your son Brian because the Doggone Family Guy?
Yeah, I wanted to name my full name, Brian, the Doggone Family Guy, Patrick Cohen. That's his full name.
Do you want kids?
Yes.
Not your own.
Not my own. I want kids.
You ever walking around the mall, you see a kid, you want to pick it up, run with it?
No, I want kids
to
build.
Honestly, yeah. If I'm being honest, yes.
I will. I have spent a lot of time with like friends' kids, and I think that like more and more as I get older, I'm like, oh yeah, I could see myself having kids. They're adorable for like the little bursts that I see them. But you know, there's all the things like picking up their poop and having to cook the poop and eat the poop. All that stuff that I don't want to do.
Do you want kids, Adel?
I don't think I do.
Okay.
I think I would like to be like an
you would
uncle
like to?
Or something. I'd like to.
I don't want kids, but
I'd like to spoil a kid. Like I'd like to, like kids, a nice place to visit. Don't want to live there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
You want to go on vacation to kids?
I want to go to kids.
Going on vacation to kids would sounds awful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Aaron, what about you, kids?
I don't know. They're so expensive. Also, I've spent a lot of my time in my 20s in like full-time childcare.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like I have a very realistic
you
view
should.
Of
not too old for that.
Not as a possible. Job. Not as a job. You have been at full-time childcare, correct?
Yeah, I need a babysitter. Yeah. What if I choke on my lollipop? And what if
nappy.
I watch too much TV? Yeah. I just feel like I have a realistic view of how impossibly hard it is to have babies.
Oh, yeah. It's hard and expensive.
Kids are constantly trying to die. Mm-hmm. That's sort of their thing, is they're always trying to die. But I don't know. Their faces are really squishy, and I kind of want to eat their faces.
Speaking of kids, I think that we should travel back to one of our lost episodes. This is one.
Oh, when the podcast used to be about solving the puzzles and riddles in the TV show Lost?
So this episode, you're probably going to notice, has a pretty big glaring audio flare in it. But we're going to go back to it anyway because this is one of our favorite segments. It is a return to Swan Lumps and our old friend, J.P. Riddles. Bloop, 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 bloop.
Mr. Riddles.
All right.
Mr. Riddles, can I ask you something?
Oh, you gather around, children, and I'll just tell
can
you.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, you there in the front. Mm-hmm.
If it's not Penny's boat, whose boat was it?
Shut up. You shut up. And you, no more questions
What's
out of you.
The smoke monster?
Shut up.
Mr. Whittles.
Blonde girl, although that does not look like a good hair color for you. I recommend fixing that. It's not going to go well for you,
hey,
sweetie.
Hey, Mr. Whittles, calm down. She didn't diet. She was frightened.
All right. Calm down, front teeth.
Mr. Whittles, do you like being our babysitter?
Now, do I like being your babysitter? Did I need the money? The answer to both those questions are no. As you know, I do have a considerable amount of money that being held by the federal government until I can prove that I'm a human person.
Oh, can you read us a chapter from one of your famous books while we all indulge in a 12-ounce bottle of Surge?
Yes, you can
but,
now.
But Mr. Whittles, what were the numbers that Desmond had to type into the
Why
computer?
Don't we just read one of my books, okay? Enough of these fucking questions about a show I only saw four seasons of, okay?
And Mr. Whittles, why don't you have kids of your own?
Why don't I have kids of my own?
Kids in the neighborhood say you got a broke dick. Yeah. They say that dick don't work. That
kids in the neighborhood said that you spent the better part of the year trying to make a puppet come alive to be your son.
Okay, well,
some people say puppet, some people say puppy.
The answer to that question is in Swan Lumps 276. A lump in the back of the goat.
Oh, no.
No.
Do you want to hear the story or not? Okay. This is it's the only autobiographical Swan Lumps I ever wrote.
Sissy. Mm-hmm. That's a blank journal.
Uh oh.
Now, do you kids want to hear
in
it?
For a story.
Swan Lumps 276, the lump in the back of the goat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Yeah, but Mr. Whittles, you're covered in crumbs. You're just covered head to toe in crumbs.
These are not crumbs. These are sequins from a sweatshirt I ate.
Will you promise when you say back of the goat that you don't say it in the voice of Adam Sandler?
I will not promise, and I won't say back of the goat.
Because last time you said,
all right,
there's
shut up
a
now.
Lump in the back of the goat.
Shut up. Now, here's what's going on in your back of the goat. All right. It was a dark and stormy St. Patrick's Day morning when a little kid, let's just call him Billy.
That's my name.
Oh, is it? Good. Well, Billy and his dumbass little sister, who had a bad dye job and an even worse personality, came and bothered old, let's just call him J.P. Reynolds.
Why did Boone have to die? He was so handsome.
Now, he had just finished eating a sweet sweatshirt. And, oh, boy, he had them secret crumbs dribbling all down his chest. And they asked him a bunch of bullshit questions about how he spent, 18 months trying to make a puppet come to life, and eventually he shoved a little puppy's organs in the puppet and tried to push it all together and make that live. But, you know, that didn't work out so well for old J.P. Reynolds. And so he put out a bulletin board ad and said, I'd like to watch everyone's kids. And I charged $9, and those fucking asshole parents haggled him down to $7.50 an hour, which he can't live on, but they were like, you know, what is life for a man like you? And anyway, he used that entry point to sneak into that house, and oh, he stole all the toothpaste and medicine pills that he could, and he shoved them down his mouth, and he ate those things, and he chewed them all up, and it gave him super strength. And then he took all the couch cushions, and he taped them to his body so the police bullets couldn't get him, and he walked into a bank, and he said, I'll have all the money in the bank. And ting, ting, ping, ping. Oh, they shot him and it hurt. Oh, it hurt. It went right through those couch cushions and old J.P. Reynolds died. He died and he cursed those damn kids, Billy and Bad Dye
Job. We cut to J.P. Reynolds' funeral where a relative is speaking.
J.P. Reynolds has faked his death more than any man I know. It's almost weekly. So, I'm going to keep reading the speech I've read every time.
I have a few things to say. A ghost!
It's the puppet boy with the puppy organs.
As an ambulatory puppet with puppy organs, I feel like I knew J.P. Reynolds better than anyone. He was a terrible man.
Crunch in the butt! What was it?
Crunch in the butt?
What was the thing?
I don't know what you're talking about. We're in present day. Why would I know a future phrase? I mean, it's probably something cool like crunch but upside down.
I think I knew J.P. Riddles better than anyone.
Oh, hey, J.P. Riddle.
No, my name is John Patrick Cohen. I'm the author of the very popular J.P. Riddles books, where there exists a world where a character named J.P. Riddles writes a popular series of books called Swan Lumps.
Oh, like Lemony Snicket did?
Oh, is this like a Lemony Snicket thing?
Oh, I missed J.P. Riddles. I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't know. I hate him.
Also, has anyone drawn J.P. Riddles yet?
I I've heard, and this is folklore, common folklore, that he cannot be drawn because the visage that you would draw would be so dreadful that it would chill your very wine.
I heard that a lot of times that local kids, you know, when they're going to the prom, will pick up J.P. Riddles on the side of the road, and he's in a full white dress, and he'll say he just needs to be dropped off. And when you pass a certain house, he'll disappear. Then you go up to the house, you knock on the doorbell, and the mom comes to the door, and mm-hmm. she says, daughter died 100 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, you heard that from a bunch of kids, huh?
Or maybe you said it. And maybe somebody wrote in and said, if the daughter died 100 years ago, how old's that mom?
So
answer is 114.
whenever I'm walking past, because, you know, Chicago's a big walking city. Whenever I'm walking past a school and I see kids.
Big,
I
say the whole thing. It's a big walking Phoenix city.
It's a big walking Phoenix city. We love his work.
We love her.
I'm with her, the movie.
But I'm walking by a school and I see kids out playing. I always gather them around and I say, what are the stories? What is the gossip? Tell me the secrets that are
the scuttlebutt.
Yeah, yeah, what's the news? Tell me what's happening for all the children in the school, and they give me their secrets in there, and I go and I pass them on to adults. I'm like a Johnny Appleseed, but not.
But there are folk songs about me.
He plants seeds. I steal the mouth words from kid. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? You know, it's been quite a year. Been quite a year.
KJ, and, the nostalgia music.
Oh yeah, KJ, the nostalgia music. Thank you, letters. And I have very much enjoyed the year that I've spent with you. And that is
you're only looking at Aaron.
Yes, you'll get one too, asshole.
Right.
Shut your fucking mouth. You'll get one. I very much enjoyed the time I spent with you, Aaron. Thank you so much. Thank you for your riddles and thank you for your honesty. Adel, hey.
Sorry, I was walking out the door. What's up?
No, keep going. Keep walking out that door and walk into the driveway. And there you will see a brand new Lexus.
Oh, my God. I wanted that.
What's that?
Can you I
got
have
a,
that?
No, you got
oh
a compliment.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. No.
What year is this?
What's that?
What year is this?
Why, it's Christmas Day, young man.
Uh-oh.
This is the 1921 Lexus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just two horses pulling a sign that says Lexus. Yeah. Well, we hope you had a good time hearing all the cut for air or quality Buzzies and Riddies. We wanted to still release an episode, even though it is the holiday season. We wanted to make sure that if you're traveling, that you still had an episode to listen to. So if you do us a huge favor over the holidays, if you're still at home, tell a family member, tell a friend, tell a neighbor about Hey Riddle Riddle, and enjoy yourself. God damn it.
Yeah, and especially if they have different political views than you. Get into a heated political argument, then stop it and say, hey, one thing we can both agree on, hey, riddle, riddle. And they'll say, what is that? And then, you know, just put that on and listen to 16 episodes and have the time of your life.
One thing I want to mention before we get into our final goodbyes here, we want to thank Lauren and Ben, who created an incredible website called riddiesandpuzzies.com. You're going to want to check that out. And that has all the puzzies and riddies that we've ever used on any episode.
And it's spoiler free, too. They have blotted out the answers to all of those. So you have to click on them to see the answers. So if you just want a recap or you're looking for an old riddle, thank you, Lauren and Ben. That
we had
is
a full meltdown on our group text.
Yeah,
Lauren
it was
about, when we
yeah, how
discovered
great it, was.
It. It's so thoughtful and cool and helpful.
People have been asking us to like post those riddles, and we've been kind of on the fence about it because we're like, oh, well, we don't want to spoil, you know, the enjoyment for other people who haven't heard it yet. But yeah, this is such a cool thing, and it's we didn't have to do it. So,
will we say that it's like the website's like a terrible AutoZone? In that it's spoiler free.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we would say that.
JPC, do you have anything to plug?
You know what? Yes, I would like to plug something that is very near and dear to my heart, which is Soynog.
Your ribs? Oh.
Yeah. Soynog or Almond Nog. It's only in stores for a limited time. It's much better than Eggnog. Eggnog tastes like trash, but I love the fake version. I don't know why. I've never liked Eggnog, but man, Soynog,
and
I
you're
buy
wearing
that every
a t-shirt
year.
That says Soynog, and you have $80 peeking out of your front pocket.
It's not brand. It's no brand. I'm not... It's not, I've,
I haven't been paid off by a brand of soy dog, just the concept of soy dog.
You're a bit of a soy boy.
Yeah, I'm a soy boy toy.
Hashtag soy boy.
But you can find this little soy boy on Twitter at JPSoFly, Instagram at SharkBarkman. You'll see a lot of my spaghetti themed Christmas pictures. But also, yeah, check out a show that we're all involved with. If you are ever in Chicago, come and see World News Tonight at I.O. every Saturday at 8 and 10:30.
I want to mention that we do have a lot of cool merch in our store at tpublic.com. We have a really cool new shirt recently added, art by Roland Coons. You can follow Roland Coons at Roland Coons on Twitter. Also, our wonderful logo created by Emily Cardamas and Emily Morris, so please check those out. We also want to thank all our hashtag Whittleware users, people who bought shirts, posted pictures on social media using the hashtag Whittleware. Some of those are at Comedy Nerd, at Slack Inferno, at Corrupted Gem, at St. Mia's Cathedral, Mia's Cathedral, at Antique Anger, at Unidark Warrior, at Fiona M. N. Young, at Mess Girl, Fiona and Mess Girl, which is our Fiona and Kelly, both dressed as Ritty Kitty for Halloween, which is how they used their hashtag Whittleware.
Oh, that's cool.
Cars and Pixies, Jane Trini 3, and R. Prasasio.
You got it right.
Is that right?
That's got to be right.
Great. And then there's also one here, Aaron, I don't know if this will ring a bell, Kathleen Keefe.
Mm-hmm.
Who dat?
That's my sister.
Your sister bought a shirt?
She bought a shirt.
She would wear?
Yeah, and she has a newborn baby.
This is Mitch's baby.
This is Mitch's baby. And so she's getting that shirt. All sorts of gross. All the body fluids are
yeah,
in that shirt.
Because the baby poop in the shirt. She has
she
to cook
so
the poop.
Soft. She like,
the baby?
Yeah. The baby.
Aaron, my baby is so soft.
Aaron, you won't believe how soft my baby
is. Like a pillow.
Aaron, anything to plug?
Yes. Follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram, Aaron Keefe 2 on Twitter, which is still embarrassing.
Yep.
And I will post about shows and all sorts of other things there.
Aaron, do you remember that time that we went to sign off and you said something a little embarrassing? Boop, 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 boop.
Jupiter.
Boop, 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 boop. You remember that?
Yes. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.